This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush is scheduled today to swear in the new head of the White House Council of Economic Advisers. The president is expected to use the occasion to announce that he's sending proposed legislation to Congress asking for a line item veto. Joining me now is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So this president has not vetoed a single piece of legislation during his entire 5 years in office. Why would he be asking for a line item veto now? To give him more flexibility so he can veto something?
Well, of course, that's what he would be saying. But I assume what he's trying to do is change the subject away from Iraq and the Dubai ports deal and to some degree Katrina, although the president is scheduled to go to New Orleans and the Mississippi Gulf Coast this week. The line item veto is a tool that many governors have where they take an individual item out of legislation passed by the legislature, or in this case Congress, and veto it while letting the rest of the legislation stand. It has been part of the conservative Bible forever. It's been one of those issues that conservatives rally around saying that it gives the president the power that he needs to cut spending. And actually, a Republican Congress passed it with a Democratic president, Bill Clinton, which is surprising, but I guess they couldn't suddenly say it was a bad idea because there was a Democratic president. And the Supreme Court struck it down as a violation of the separation of powers. Now, the Bush administration says that it will change the language in the legislation to answer the court's concerns. But it's hard to take this terribly seriously, Renee, as a real legislative effort. And the truth is the president's been able to convince Republicans in Congress on most things to keep out items he doesn't like in bills, which is one of the reasons he hasn't vetoed any.
Well, turning now to a political issue, President Bush heads to Texas to vote in that state's Republican primary, where former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay is facing Republican opposition. What's going to happen there?
Well, he has no really top-flight opposition in this primary. His main opponent is a lawyer named Tom Campbell, who has raised under $200,000 compared with Tom DeLay's millions. But it will be interesting to see how well his opponents do. And everyone will be reading the tea leaves after tomorrow's election to see how it will play out in the fall when DeLay is up against a former Democratic congressman who was redistricted out of his seat. He could have real trouble there, especially if there is a poor showing tomorrow in Texas. It's interesting, though, Renee, in the wake of Tom DeLay's problems and those surrounding lobbyist Jack Abramoff, the Senate is expected to take up a couple of lobbying reform bills this week. We'll see what happens with that.
And meanwhile, Vice President Cheney goes to Florida to campaign for a Republican House member. If the president and vice president are having so much trouble politically, Cokie, why are members of Congress asking them to show up on their behalf?
Well, the president and vice president is still pretty popular with the conservative base of the Republican Party, although a Gallup poll released on Friday, the number of people who strongly approve of the president was at its lowest of his tenure, and those who strongly disapprove of him were the highest of his tenure. And surprisingly, the vice president had a slightly higher approval rating than the president. But still, both gentlemen can raise a whole lot of money, and that's what perennially endangered Clay Shaw in Florida hopes that vice president does for him. And the president's been doing that, too, especially for the most endangered Republican Senate incumbents. He's raised a lot of money in Pennsylvania and Ohio. But those senators, Santorum and DeWine, while cashing the president's checks, have not been terribly eager to show up at public events with the president. So they are asking the president and vice president to do the things that work for them and not the things that don't.
And Republicans are continuing to hammer the administration over the Dubai ports deal.
Indeed, and it's keeping up. I think that what you're going to hear from here on out is how much more the administration should consult with Congress. People are genuinely nervous about this deal, and they're nervous about Democrats getting to the right of them on their issue of security. But it's significant because it's not just moderates like Susan Collins of Maine who is opposing the president on this, but some of the president's most ardent supporters, like Duncan Hunter of California, who's the chairman of the Armed Services Committee. And Congressman Hunter is keeping up that course of criticism.
Cokie, thanks very much. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.